Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of July, and I'm recording at 10:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, starting off with stock markets in Asia, it was just sort of a quiet day with Japan down the tiniest of fractions, China down half a percentage point, India up the tiniest of fractions following the two previous days of really strong gains. And then thereafter, well, you won't be surprised to hear me say this, but it was all about the unfortunate tragedy for Malaysian Airlines MH17, which crashed 31 miles from the Russian border in Ukraine on its flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur with 295 people of various nations on board. Now, the speculation, it'll be a while before there's definitive evidence, and we're getting different kind of reports from the region, including what the Russian spokesmen are saying. Nothing unusual in that, in terms of a little bit of bending of reality, to put it politely. But it seems to have been most likely a BUK-M missile. Now, again, I emphasize this has not been confirmed, but this is a very powerful, sophisticated Russian missile. And while some people are saying that the Ukrainians would have done this, it's most likely to be the pro-Russian separatists. But we will see. So I say there's definitely conjecture there in my comments at this stage. But it hit markets, not surprisingly. And for instance, the European indices, which had had a very good day yesterday, gave up a lot of that ground, not quite all for the most part. The biggest mover, though, was the Italian market, which was down 2.21%, and there were a number of other declines that were down 8% or more, including Sweden, almost the Netherlands, just under 1%, France, Germany, both down over 1%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index, always a good guide, that was down 1.4%. And not surprisingly, given Europe's general overall economic weakness and also its vulnerability to energy supplies from that Russian region. And when you get an incident like this taking place where we've had plenty of fighting and killing here over the last few months, that a shock like the Malaysian Airlines coming down, being shot down almost certainly, that sends out shockwaves which hit the regional markets hardest, given their dependency on Russia, given their closer proximity for energy, given their closer proximity also. Okay, Wall Street also involved, because you know this came a couple of days after the new round of sanctions. The Dow and other U.S. indices had some moderate-sized downside dynamics, and including a couple of small key day reversals for the Dow, and also the transport index, and S&P down 1.18%, the NASDAQ 100 down 1.14%, Russell 2000, I don't have the percentage move, but it was probably bigger, and that's the lagging index overall, which is still very much in its trading range that it's been in all year, and it also dipped a little bit below its 200-day moving average in here today. So, not good news. Will markets shrug this off quickly? Well, it's possible. They've done it before, but my concern is that there's a cumulative effect that we could see here. A lot will depend on what actually or what the accurate story is regarding the Malaysian airline, and if it is proved or can be proved that it was, as I mentioned earlier, that BUKM missile, and that it was shot by or launched by the pro-Russian separatists, that will have some obvious negative implications that last beyond just a day or two, I would assume. Now, I have to remember, in terms of the big picture, the big dominant overall picture, well, we still have accommodative monetary policies, very low interest rates, and in most countries, and that could be, well, that's remained the bull driver here overall. Okay, now looking at government bond yields, some of these government bond yields, the U.S. 10-year. This closed today at 2.4458. So that's really a sharp decline in here right now, and it doesn't really suit the stronger growth evidence that we're actually seeing out of the U.S. economy. Now, we do know that we are still seeing some buying of those treasuries by the Fed, as it's still maintaining a substantial amount of quantitative easing, although it does wind it down every single month. But the numbers are still big. But we had right across Europe, I know that also those bond yields were considerably lower. I think this morning I saw the report was that a new all-time low for the German 10-year Bund yield. So this is, well, I'll put it this way: it's not signaling inflation pressures, is it? And it's a little bit of a risk here for stock markets. Okay, but having said that. It is, if there are deflationary causes for it, as there may well be, at least as far as Europe is actually concerned, and it's better for stock markets overall than if we saw the bond yields beginning to discount inflationary pressures, to state the obvious. Okay, what else has happened here today? When we had the Malaysian airline news, that triggered quite a sharp rally in precious metals. Industrial metals were steady for the most part, but precious metals had good gains in here today. Now, after hours, we've got palladium at 883.75, that's up $7, had been as high as 890 earlier on. Platinum currently trading after hours at $1,503 and a bit of change. That's $6 off the high that we saw, but that's still up nearly $18 for platinum. Silver currently up 42 cents. It has been up 53 cents at the high on the day, but that's a sharp gain. And gold currently at $1,320 and change, and that's just very close to the high on the day. So again, it's understandable that precious metals would get a surge to the upside. What are some of the other implications? Well, I've already said that I thought that we could see these tensions last for a little longer. They have that could weigh on stock markets a little bit. It has pushed up energy prices. Today we saw the Brent crude. I mentioned in the last few days that that was certainly quite oversold in the short term, but that certainly bounced today. Brent closing at 108.54, and the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, up to 103.75. WTI actually had the bigger move today among those contracts. Elsewhere, looking at this, I see soybeans are down, corn and wheat a little bit firmer, particularly wheat in here today. And among currencies, well, not much going on. Really, the DXY, that's the dollar index against the European currencies, it's down almost half a point, but it's still at that 80.5, well, 80.52 level nearly. And sterling eased a little bit here today, but again, I just emphasize the quietness of all this trading. Sterling is just below that 171 level by a penny. And the euro, fraction firmer, 1.3526. And well, it's going to be interesting tomorrow to see what happens in here. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.